Chazal tell us about this incredible, powerful king who had absolutely everything in his kingdom. He was loved by everyone, and everyone respected him. He had absolutely everything going for him, this incredible king, powerful king. The only problem that the king had was that the prince, the son, you know, he wasn't behaving properly. The son was getting himself in a lot of trouble. A teenager. So the king decides that maybe he has to send him away out of the monarchy for a while until the young man grows up and becomes ready to take over the kingdom. But he sends with him two soldiers to make sure that he is protected and that he's taken care of and nothing happens to him. One day, as the three of them are traveling, they fell into a pit, into a huge hole, and they couldn't get out because they hurt themselves. They broke legs, ribs, and they were really injured. So they had with them some pigeons, and they sent message to the king to come and help them. The king right away sent one of his generals to try and help them. And the moment the general arrived there, he asked him, he says, "Prince, what can I get you? What can I get you? Please tell me what you need." And the prince said, "Please, you know, send down food, send down medicines, you know, send down crutches, send down a wheelchair." And the general did absolutely everything that the prince asked. And the general said, "What else can I get you?" He said, the prince said, "That's it. That's all we need. Thank you so much." And they stayed in the pit. They didn't go out. They stayed in the hole in the darkness. And then, once a year, the king himself travels, the beginning of the year, through that territory, through that area of the kingdom. And finally, the king, at the beginning of the year, you know, shows up and he says, "My son, what can I do for you?" And the prince says, "You know, that is very dark in here. Can you please, you know, send us some, you know, kind of light that we could have a little light? And once you're there, please send us tools that we can construct different things here. We would like to plow and maybe grow some tomatoes, you know, some food, some vegetables, some fruits. We would like to build maybe a little house, a little shack down here." And the king sent everything that the prince requested. And this went on every single year. Year after year, the king would show up at the beginning of the year and he would say, "My son, what can I do for you?" And the son would say, "You know, father, you know, if you could send a couple more people down here, you know, to help us build, you know, we are already about to build a school. We are building over here. We have a farm going on. We would like to actually make an aqueduct." And this went on and on, year after year, year after year, the king would give the prince what he actually requested. But it was unbelievable. Instead of asking for a rope, instead of asking for a ladder, instead of asking for help to get out of the pit, they kept on asking for things to be brought down to the pit. Sounds ridiculous. Anyone who hears this story is laughing and says it makes absolutely no sense. But we are not different. We're not different whatsoever. Every single year, you know, Borei Olam, Ishtabach Shemo, the creator of the world, shows up in Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the year and he asks us, "My children, what do you need?" And we say, "Borei Olam, we need money, parnasa. We need shiduchim. We need to get married. We need health." And this is very nice. But what Borei Olam, the master of the universe, is been waiting to hear from us, from the children, is, "Borei Olam, creator of the world, get me out of here. Get me out of the Gola, out of the exile. Take me to the land of Israel. Build your Beit HaMikdash, that we should be able to serve you properly, the way it's meant to be, the way we should serve the King of all kings." Let's hope that this year is different. Let's hope that this year we actually know what to ask for. Let's hope that this is the year. Let's make it count. Let's make this Rosh Hashanah different. Let's request that which is really not only important to us, but to Borei Olam Ishtabach Shemo, the creator of the world. And this should be the end of all suffering, that our soldiers should be at peace, shalom, and they should not be in danger. Beyeda kol peol asher pealto. Beyeda kol yotzor asher yotzorta. May we all know that Borei Olam created us, and He formed us, and He shaped us. And may this Rosh Hashanah be the Rosh Hashanah that counts, and we should be able to get out of Chutz La'aretz and the Gola, and to be able to serve Borei Olam, Ishtabach Shemo, in the Beit HaMikdash. May you be inscribed and sealed in the Book of Life.